Friday night's world premiere at Oz Arts in Nashville is likely the first time audiences will see Brooklyn flex dancing, slow-motion Japanese buto, and life-size puppets together on stage. Falling Out ends a trilogy about climate change and the environment. WPLN's Natasha Sinyanovich reports.
Images of the Japanese countryside slide across a 20-foot screen as six dancers toss and drag dozens of black garbage bags around an empty stage. Director Jessica Grindstaff guides them during rehearsal.
If you see a numbered one, make sure that that's one of the front staff.
These represent the millions of enormous garbage bags filled with radioactive dirt collected near Japan's Fukushima reactor following the earthquake and tsunami of 2011. Falling Out was created by New York-based Phantom Limb, the multimedia dance company run by Grindstaff and her husband, musician and puppet maker Eric Senko. They've worked with the likes of Kronos Quartet, filmmaker Jim Jarmusch, and as of a few years ago, Oz Arts. Senko says the new show isn't just about the environmental impact of nuclear fallout. It's more universal, about
people falling in and out of love or falling in and out of touch or community with nature, with one another.
The people here embody Fukushima survivors, and the large wooden puppets, which the performers move with their entire bodies, represent loved ones lost in the disaster. For Falling Out, Grindstaff united highly controlled Japanese buto dance and a relatively new street style known as flexing. Think breakdancing meets contortionism.
It also can have a sort of stop motion effect or almost like a puppet-like effect. So it actually is kind of a bridge between puppetry and buto.
Flex dancer Classic Corella says bridging the two wasn't always easy, but he liked how it forced him to think about his movements in emotional terms.
How would grief feel? Would it be hunched over? Would it be upright, but everything's broken down, you know? That already gives me an idea of how to connect with the audience.
Oz Arts flew the dance company to Nashville 5 days ahead of the premiere of the provocative new show to work out last-minute kinks in the space for free. That's extremely rare in non-commercial theater, where time and space are prohibitively expensive. Falling Out next heads to New York and will be at the Kennedy Center in Washington next year. For WPLN News, I'm Natasha Sinyanovich.